Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida, on a spectacular Monday afternoon. How are you today? You had a wonderful weekend. I am Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida, as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. Bunch of stations you can listen to. You can also listen on your phone. Download our app. It is free. ESPN Southwest Florida. The website is ESPNSWFL.com. Check that out. You can listen live there. Go back in time. Listen to Sheeman and Shepherd podcast as well. You can also follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. You can follow Chris at Chris in SWFL. Phone number and Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Huge sports weekend. Millions of things to talk about. That's why we have 4 hours. We'll get to it. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
I am fantastic. Let's, first and foremost, it was amazing walking into Hertz Arena. It was like an ESPN Southwest Florida reunion of sorts.
It's a place to be.
Had a bunch of fans come up to me. It was great. Met one of the coaches of the FGCU hockey team. And I know you weren't feeling well. I was going to have you come and sit with me. I had a couple extra tickets in the club section, but you had already gotten your seats. You had a massive headache, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
And there was finally a Missy sighting. Finally got to meet the
breaking news. It's been 5 years.
The lovely Missy. And then there was an accident later on that we'll get into. and then the game itself was absolutely fantastic. Congratulations to Coach Brad Ralph, for the entire organization, our buddy Chris Pale, everybody in that organization. What an electric atmosphere it was, and now at Hertz Arena for that game. Sold out. People were going berserk. It was fantastic. All the scoring done in the first period. Great, great atmosphere. Congratulations to the Kelly Cup champions of 2022, Florida Everblades, after their 4-2 win over Toledo, after the Toledo Walleye.
That was exciting. That was exciting. That was a great atmosphere.
Cam Johnson, MVP, well-deserved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. Gave up that quick early goal early on, and then it pretty much was all every place after that. That was a great, great atmosphere. I tweeted out some pictures afterward. I see Chad, the Bucks fan, is listening. I ran into him out on the concourse. By the way, Chad, my wife asked me after you left, where and how did you get all those autographs? He was wearing an white Everblades sweater, and it had like 50 autographs on it. So was curious how you got all
hockey players you'll find, especially in the ECHL, if you go to enough games. By the way, they'll sign. There's a big celebration at Hertz Arena tonight, by the way, from 6 to 9 p.m. They're going to have, you can take a picture with the Kelly Cup. You can have food, drinks. It's going to be bounce houses. So if you're in the area down by Hertz from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, special performance by the Ben Allen Band also. So great job. And it was a lot of fun.
It was. You felt like if you weren't there, you were going to be missing out because it was the place to be. I see Margaritaville says, crazy, didn't see much coverage on the local news. Really? I didn't watch the news Saturday night, but that should have been a big happen. Yeah, absolutely.
Should have been one of the lead stories.
You alluded to, I had a little bit younger, I had a bad migraine all day, nausea, headache, the whole deal. But I said, I can't miss this. I wanted to go as soon as they wrap things up on Friday. I said, I want to go and witness this and see this. So, and as it was, you and I, our tickets were like, I got to tell
you. A friend of mine, I wanted to sit in the club seats because I wanted
easier access to the booze.
Well, no, we had a server, so we were right in front of the – and I've sat there for concerts before and other stuff. So, but you were like 7 rows in front of me. I did see you and Missy. Missy had a big pretzel. You had a Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
And then there was an incident.
There was an incident. So that was at the beginning of the second period. As you noticed, the second period had already started. We missed about 5 or 6 minutes because my wife said, well, I want a pretzel.
So we went and got a pretzel, and it took. We get it. We missed the first 5 minutes. We climb up the stairs up to our seat. And as soon as we turn to get into our row, she drops half of it on the floor. I'm like, what?
That was your half.
What are you doing? It was my half.
What was that, $8? No, actually, it's pretty inexpensive. Though, right?
The only thing, no, everything was reasonably priced, except popcorn is like $8. it was more expensive than the beer was reasonable. The pretzel was reasonable. Everything else was up there was reasonable. And I'll tell you this. So we were just sitting there laying around Saturday in the morning. And I'm like, oh, we got to get these tickets. They're going to be sold out. And it reminded me of when COVID shots became available. You know how you had to get the lottery, you got to get it before everybody else? I'm punching in my tickets, and by the time you put in your information, you get the, oops, sorry, this ticket has already been sold. I had to go through that like 3 or 4 times.
Really?
They were going fast. I knew it was going to be a sellout. We got them, and we're good. It was great.
My wife and our friend Marie, they had a problem with the pocketbooks, even though, what's it called, a purse? My wife thought hers was small enough, apparently.
They got to be tiny.
Hers was pretty tiny.
Saw a few husbands bringing it back to the car.
Not tiny enough, so they had to go back and drop all the stuff off. But I understand.
I see a text here from Electric Whistle. Craig, did you see yourself on the big screen? Was I on the big screen?
No, I was watching for us when we didn't. I was watching. We don't get up there and dance around like a lot of other people. I stood up and cheered like crazy when they scored. And then how about the wave in the third period?
Yeah, I was going. Got the wave going.
Unbelievable.
I only have one complaint on the whole night.
Yes?
We're at a peak pitch fever. All right, 8,000 people. It's loud as hell. It's a media timeout. And they throw on some John Denver karaoke.
You're the only one that didn't get up and clap and sing. I got up. That's when I was yelling at you. Obviously, couldn't hear me. 76.
I was shaking my head.
7,600 plus, and they put on "Thank God It's a Country Boy." It was fantastic. Everybody, let me see. There were 7,674 fans. 7,673 people stood up to sing that song. Craig didn't.
John Denver.
And I texted him as it was. What a great song.
Yeah, I wrote you back, mood killer.
Yeah, it's the John mood killer. Denver. Just the opposite. That was
all right. Well, I got fantastic. More to say. Yeah. We'll check in with Chris. But before we get too late here, it is 7 minutes and 43 seconds past the hour. It's time now for a Sports Center rundown. First one of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Lamar Jackson at Ravens facility today.
Little Flemmy, sorry
Are
about
we okay
that.
There?
Taking a physical day before mandatory minicamp starts. He has missed every one of the team's voluntary workouts. Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin will not be at the team's mandatory minicamp set to start this week. He looks for a contract extension. His rookie deal runs out after this season. And two NCAA Super Regionals at 4 o'clock. We got UConn at Stanford, then 7:30 Auburn at Oregon State.
UConn! They win this, and it'll be a first World Series appearance for them since 1979. And congratulations. God, I hate to say it. Uh-huh. Notre Dame, big upset over Tennessee.
Yeah,
that was
well-deserved. Sorry, Vols fan.
I mean, they went 56-7 during the regular season. They were a juggernaut.
Yeah.
But congrats, Notre Dame there. And it's always for me to get a Northeast team in to the College World Series. It doesn't happen very, very often at all for a lot of reasons. But that will be a tall task today. But they got a good. That's at 4 o'clock, by the way. If we can watch that and not soccer, would be good.
All right. That'd be good.
I think I've got some action on a soccer game later today.
Well, he's got UConn.
Yeah.
I'm just being open and transparent.
My man's got to watch some UConn. Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't be there anyway.
Oh, you said because of the bad call that went against the bad call.
Oh, no. There are bad calls. Then there's 50 feet of bad calls. Then there's that call.
Yeah.
Oh.
That kept them alive and knocked Maryland out.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know exactly all the details around that call. No. It was a bad call, though.
I still haven't. I've heard
score
it's a bad
and,
call.
And no, it was a terrible call. But I don't know, like, game situation.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wasn't watching it live. So I don't know, like, was there like a real momentum for Maryland and that call ended it? I don't know.
I don't know. I can't tell. All I know is they held off Stanford 13-12 in game one, and they were clobbering them, and Stanford scored a bunch of runs in the ninth inning. But and then yesterday, all They lost 8-2. All 10 runs scored in the first two innings. First time that's happened in an NCAA baseball game in a super regional in quite some time. But still, for me, to have a Northeast team with an opportunity, even to get this far, is that's pretty damn good, considering they can't start playing until, you know, outside for a number of reasons.
Cougar Hunter agrees with me. John Denver was a mood killer. People under 30 didn't get the reference.
Oh, yes, they did. Everybody was standing up except you.
239, this is about 8 after. This is while we were talking about the Everblades, so I don't know. He said, how much are tickets for tonight?
I got a pair for you.
If you're talking about
Everblades. Hold on, Craig.
Okay.
I'll let him go for 100.
All right, call Chris. Cash only, $100
per ticket.
He needs a texture.
You can't.
What we got to come up with? Is he talking about Everblades?
Who's this? I'm
looking at there eight after. 239. How much are tickets for tonight?
239.
Call him Blades and Six.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
Also, they'd be in Toledo if that were the case.
Maybe he's talking about tickets to the Fan Fest.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
that's different. If you're going tonight, it's free.
Okay,
it's 6 to 9 p.m. You can go. They have food, drinks, bounce houses. You can take your picture with the Kelly Cup, the special appearance by the Ben Allen Band.
Swampy.
Yep,
Swampy. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he was asking about the festivities tonight.
Yeah.
Next time we talk about this, I want Swampy to be the marquee headline right there. Go out and hang out with Swampy and the 2022 Kelly Cup champions.
And also, a big shout out, a big part of the Blades organization is my good friend Paul Daniels, who is he's a beast over there, and he has to deal with a lot of stuff, all good stuff usually, but he has to handle and defuse a lot of situations.
Yeah.
And he's in charge of tickets, and he's an amazing dude.
Yeah, he is.
And big part, he's been there a long time now, big part of the organization.
Mm.
Go Blades.
And he's from my home state.
Oh, there you go.
Originally.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yes.
I golfed with him about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago. So.
I was there.
Yeah, yeah. now I just lost my train of thought. What was I going to say?
You were complaining about John Denver.
Oh, yeah. All right, mm-hmm. So here's what I want to have happen, Nick. We're going to have a staff meeting right here.
Okay.
So, as you know, Chris Palin, friend of the program, VP of the Everblades. We got to get on that Jumbotron. You know how Jason and Todd said, hey, by the way, it's Jason and Todd, and it's time now for a penalty box? We need a Sheeman and Shepherd video on that Jumbotron.
Somebody texted me and said, there'd be a great spot for Wikipedia.
Anything.
One question. There's possibilities there. There's no question about it. That's something we'll talk about.
So, Chris, when the next meetings come up, we got to make that happen.
Sorry, I was tuning you out. What'd you say? I was looking at a tennis score.
Even worse. I would rather you just were not listening to me.
I got action on Ilya Ivashenko.
You've got a problem.
Come on.
You've got
Ivanchka.
What are they, the Italian? What are they playing?
This is the Tara Wortman Open.
You've got a problem.
Men's singles.
239 thinks your 100 is serious. Sorry, too rich for my blood.
No,
yes, I was asking about Everblades. 239, you're kidding! Its series is over. They won it on Saturday night.
And they got the cup, the championship. It's over. It's
you
a wrap.
You can go
next
down
game
there.
Is October 29th at Hertz Arena.
You can
By
go
the way,
down
they got
there
a new
for free.
Team next year.
Who does?
In the league? In the league, they got a new team. Yeah, let me... It's a great name, too. You guys are going to like it.
Okay.
If I had to pick a new team, which I don't, this would be it.
We got to give a texter name to
my
this.
My cough button is busted.
That's all right. That's all right. Wait, for a guy that texts in for tickets for a game that is not going to happen, there's got to be some sort of nickname for the texter line on this.
The Savannah Ghost Pirates.
Oh, nice.
Will be added to the CHL next
They'll
year.
They'll do well there. They'll do well there.
So now the South Division is the Orlando Solar Bears, the Florida Everblades, the Jacksonville Icemen, the South Carolina Stingrays, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, Atlanta Gladiators, and the Savannah Ghost Pirates.
Should this texture name be Delusional Everblade
Guy? No, no, no.
I need 2 tickets, please. I think that should be his texture name. I don't know.
I've got tickets.
I've got tickets? No, he doesn't have tickets.
He doesn't have tickets.
But I thought if you've got tickets, then you need tickets. But if you need tickets, you got tickets. Did I get that wrong?
Yeah. 239, you can go down to Hertz tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. It's free. F-R-E-E. Free. And go take your picture with the Kelly Cup. I'm sure there's probably going to be some players and maybe even coach there. I don't know for sure. But there's food, drinks, bounce houses. Good for the whole family. And the Ben Allen Band, special performance by them. So
good
that's a good time.
Family fun.
All right, he's now, I need two tickets, please, until we come up with a better name. It's unbelievable.
Oh, Arthur Billsmith's a good one. Clueless in the Swamp? Well, no, because the Swamp, like, that means like Gainesville.
Yeah.
But I understand what you mean.
Everblades absolutely dominated this Kelly Cup playoff run. They were 16-4 in playoffs.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
One of those losses being an overtime loss. So that's unbelievable.
Their road record was through the roof this year, absolutely through the roof. So Brad Ralph also equaled the league's all-time mark with 108 all-time postseason games as head coach. Again, Toledo outshot. I mean, overall, Toledo had the edge in this game on the whole, especially in the second period where Cam Johnson stood his head. Some great saves there.
Yeah.
And they outshot him 38-22 in the game.
Oh.
Cam Johnson, rightly so. And then you had, you know, Naples native Zach Sollo with two goals.
Yeah.
In that game. Fantastic stuff.
But you see it this time of the year with hockey. There's regular season hockey. There's playoff hockey. It's a dirtier style hockey. It's not as free flowing, not as up and down the ice. It is grinded out hockey. And you start to see teams that they get that experience. You're seeing it with the Lightning. You saw it with the Blades. They implement that experience, and it takes them a long way this time of the year.
Yeah, and actually, for the game the other night was fairly clean. There wasn't a lot of – there are a few penalties, but nothing over dramatic. There weren't any fights, which kind of surprised me that there weren't. But it was pretty much a clean game. A few penalties on both sides here and there.
Yeah.
And then, Chris, you mentioned the Lightning, and, oh, man – they are so tough. I unloaded on them. They were 2-1 favorite. Biggest favorite they've been in this series.
Yeah.
And it took everything they had, but they got it done. Stamkos again with a couple of goals. Vasilevsky stood on his head, especially the last 15 seconds where it looked like the Rangers were going to tie it. But even right before, again, three heartbreaking losses in a row for the Rangers, right down to the last couple of minutes. Two goals in 42 seconds for Tampa Bay to take the lead. I cannot wait for the Stanley Cup Finals to begin Wednesday night, Tampa at Colorado. You talk about a contrast in styles.
Yes. Yeah.
However, Tampa Bay's got the goalie, and I don't know what Colorado's going to have in net. I don't know what they're going to have.
That's the thing. We've seen Tampa take a high-powered offense in the Florida Panthers and shut them down.
And the only one better than them is Colorado, and it's I know Barry Melrose has already picked Tampa Bay in six.
I don't know how you pick against them.
I won't.
No.
I won't. I think they're plus 140 for the series.
I can't see a series where Colorado is scoring four goals consistently.
Yeah. That's not Edmonton. Imagine. They're not playing Edmonton.
No, I just can't imagine it in this series with the way that Tampa has buckled down on the defensive end. I mean, think about it. This team was on the ropes at the end of the first round against Toronto. They had to win a game six and a game seven on the road.
Yeah.
Yep. To simply get on to the Panthers, and then they kind of hit their stride after that.
Yeah, Kucherov and Palat assisted on the game winner. It was like 6.5 minutes to go. Deflected off Shesterkin's
popped right out of his glove.
His glove afterwards. Yeah, it was amazing. Sorry, Wig. I know now the New York Ranger fans are up. You know, but
yeah. Good effort.
And a follow-up to the Rangers fan that sucker-punched the Lightning's fan at the end of Game 5.
Yeah.
Did you see what he showed up to his court appearance wearing?
What, Rangers gear?
A Rangers jersey.
That's not helping your cause.
A shirt, a Rangers shirt.
That should be a shirt and tie.
I also saw a story that the Lightning reached out to the guy who got hit.
Oh, they got hit?
And offered him all sorts of swag.
Oh,
and,
there you go.
I might have even offered him tickets. I can't remember. But offered him all autographed stuff and sent it to him. Now, I know they apparently had a little confrontation before he got sucker punched. Seems like it was more verbal than everything else. And that idiot also, the guy who punched the Tampa Bay fan, also punched another guy after that who was trying to stop him. That's why he got charged with two counts of assault.
Oh. Also, on Friday's show, if you listen to Gus Alonso, you made some money. His top two favorite horses finished 1-2. Mo Denigal and Nest, the filly.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
I told Gus. Gus texted me the other day.
Yeah.
Right after the race. We were at the game.
Yeah, right.
So I put – remember I said I like two. Was it Pippi Longstocking?
Right.
That was
Skippy.
Skippy Longstocking. He goes, good call on two. So I didn't see the race because we were in the arena.
Right, yeah.
And I had a hard time getting whatever, so I didn't see it. About 6:40, the race went off at 6:49. I was sitting in my seat.
Yes.
At 6:40. and I was going to do one $2 bet, 6-3-2. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Yeah. I liked his two picks. I liked mine. I said, that was not complicated. Let's do the box right factor. Boom.
Right.
It would have paid back almost $374 and change. I thought I hit.
It didn't go through?
It didn't go through.
Wi-Fi?
No. My own stupidity.
I was going to say, because Hertz Arena's got guest Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. I thought I hit it. And then, the waitress might have come by with cocktails for
you
four
were distracted.
Of us. And so all of a sudden the app wasn't there. After the game, I saw that my app was still on.
Yeah.
And I never hit send.
Oh.
I was livid.
That's a bad beat.
It was $2 that would have run back almost $370 and change. $2.
That's a bad beat.
Oh, that's not even a bad beat. It's a bad idiot. Bad idiot. Me.
That's tough.
Not a bad beat. Bad beat is, you know, your horse getting disqualified or something before. That was a bad beat. It's just stupid.
That's tough.
SP.
Well, anyway, Gus was money.
Yeah, he was.
So I got to give him credit again. And always enjoy talking to him.
Yep.
As long as we're talking about picking, Pigskin Picks, USFL Week 9. Chris is starting to get hot at the right time.
Uh-oh, boys.
Chris went 3-1 against the spread. So did the coin, by the way. Pete Shepard, horrible week by you. 1-3. Your hot streak's over.
Week. That's fine.
And I went 2-2. What this does is jumble things up at the top. Now, we got one more week of regular season, four games. Then we got the semi. By the way, the playoffs are set. I wrote them down somewhere.
No. Oh. You can read them.
Playoffs are set.
I got them right here.
It's Birmingham versus the New Orleans Breakers and then New Jersey versus Philly. That's it.
Yep.
So we've got, nine games left. Chris.
And Canton, by the way.
I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3. We got seven games left in Canton. You're right. So I am still on top of the leaderboard where I belong. My math is horrible. I'm
22 and 20.
No, it's not 22 and 24. It's 14. 22 and 14. I guess a typo. 22 and 14. Chris is 20 and 16. He's two games back. Pete, you and a coin are 500, but the coin should be 500.
Yeah, right? I don't really care as long as the Breakers win the whole thing. That's my team.
That's your team.
I guess every week I freely admit it.
I've been a Stallions fan from the very beginning.
Have you? They finally lost.
I know. Yeah, they were resting.
Heartbreaker.
I called that, actually.
Did you?
So the final weekend here the playoffs are set.
Well, for us, the playoffs are set.
So it doesn't matter. This week is garbage, no matter what. So just put me down for every underdog.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we got there.
Yeah, July 3rd is the final at 7:30.
I like that I've made this competitive.
Me too, because I was getting kind of bored all
along
at the top.
Yeah, yeah. But I've been grinding, man. I've been grinding on this USFL stuff. I listen to my podcasts.
Yeah.
I watch the All 22, break it down.
Yeah, except you go to the USFL on Twitter, and usually when you go to most websites, professional or college, it links you right to team information. Not USFL. All it has is purchase tickets.
Yes.
There's nothing there that tells you about standings or anything else. You have to go find that stuff.
Purchase tickets if you live in Alabama.
Oh.
Because that's where all the games are played.
Yeah.
Except the championship game.
Not the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, all the playoffs.
Playoffs are in Canton.
They're in Canton, but.
I don't know where the championship's in Canton or
if it's
another location.
It is. July 3rd, 7:30.
Frisco.
Yep.
No.
July 3rd, 7:30.
Canton.
All right. Well, that's it for the picks.
Yeah, I know we're going to.
All right, when we come back, we got, more pressure on Tua. Thank you, Tyreek Hill. We'll explain what that means.
Pressure. I don't know what that word means.
A half hour today, I couldn't take it. I couldn't even finish the segment. I was like, I can't take it. I'm pissed at Tyreek Hill for starting a podcast.
I love it, Tyreek.
I'll explain it when we get back.
Basically, the Dolphins are winning the Super Bowl. That's what I heard. That's how I interpreted what Tyreek Hill said.
It is amazing how we all interpret things differently
on
a daily basis. Also, we'll get into the LIV tournament, the golf tournament. The cash was flowing.
I love
Charles Schwartzel made more money this weekend than he's made in the last 5 years.
He hasn't won a tournament on tour for decades.
And Rory is sitting there in Canada like he's awesome, and nobody's paying any attention to him. I love it.
Didn't watch 1 second of it.
The
didn't
PGA?
I saw the highlights. I was busy.
It was a great Sunday on the links.
It was great. He was fantastic.
No, JT so played deep. Well. It was a good tournament.
Right. Well, we'll get to it.
And also there is a major Texas A&M is going after Nick Saban again.
What do you mean going after?
You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
All right.
The Aggie, they still want him suspended.
Okay. We will get to all that. That's why we have a four-hour show. Buckle up. We're ready to go. And speaking of golf a minute ago, we're putting on another golf tournament. It's a Top Golf, the Sheeman and Shepherd Top Golf Tournament. It's June. It's June. Sooner than that. It's June. It's this month.
Sign up.
June 23rd, Thursday. It's like a week and a half from now. We'll do our show out there, and then you'll play golf during our show from 2:30 to 5:30. Register at ESPNSWFL.com. You can leave names on the list of who you want to be paired with, but you only have to sign up and pay for one person, yourself. And some proceeds go to help out the V Foundation. Get the ESPN swag bag, special Top Golf tournament shirt, lunch, and then play for great prizes. There's first place, there's last place, there's middle place, all that and above. Go to our website right now, ESPNSWFL.com, and sign up. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeehaw! I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd, Chris, and Cotton Eye Joe on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Oh,
why are we doing Cotton Eye Joe? By the way, my daughter and her friends love doing that dance at the old country bars they like to go to. It's big.
Well, you were complaining 90s. About John Denver and country music being played at a hockey game, and when you say... country music and hockey game, this is the song that pops into my mind.
They did not play that Saturday night.
I could have gone Country Boy. Thank God I'm a country boy, but I didn't. Yeah.
No, I used to play Cotton Eye Joe. You'd never think of it. And I
Boston Red Sox.
No, the Yankees.
Oh, why?
Really?
Yeah.
That makes no
they
sense
used to play. That was like their seventh inning. You know how Red Sox do Sweet Caroline? I still think they do it. I think they do Cotton Eye Joe.
Well, that's much better than Neil Diamond.
Wrong.
No, but no, it's just different. It's just, you know.
You think
Neil Diamond's very good.
You think Neil Diamond is better than Rednecks with an X?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I think it's funny. I think they do it. It's the bottom of the seventh inning stretch or eighth inning that they do it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so we mentioned going to the break, the LIV, the LIV tournament overseas. Charles Schwartzel ends up winning the individual. He won the team, put it all together, just under $5 million. That's more than he's made in the last 5 years combined. That is the answer to your question, why are people doing this? Meanwhile, the PGA had its tournament this weekend in Canada. Rory was a winner. He says he's glad he won. He likes to beat the best. And that I think it was his 21st professional win. Yep. Greg Norman, who's the head of the LIV tournament, had 20 career wins. So he kind of rubbed it in his face a little bit in the post game. And Jay Monahan doubling down on his suspension to say, we need to suspend these guys.
Okay. I mean, he tried to rub it in his face, but did he? I mean,
I don't like Rory anyway, so it didn't work. It backfired, in my opinion.
Do you think that Greg Norman or anybody over there gives a rat's ass about what any of these guys are saying about it? You think Schwartzel cares one bit? You know,
Schwartzel's probably the happiest golfer on earth this week.
That's exactly right. And whether you like it or not, if you're over there, it is what it is.
Did I see Bubba Watson's going over there too?
Maybe. Jay Monahan can bitch and moan and kvetch all he wants. It's, you know, you're still gonna be the creme de la creme for the most part. But, you know, he doesn't like the fact that he's taking some flack here for this, because maybe if he had addressed some issues before this happened, maybe some of those players would have gone over there. On the other hand, The money is just overwhelming. That's what it came down to for 95% of these guys. Seriously, I think
the PGA is a Brooks Koepka and a Justin Thomas away from having a disaster on their hands. Not Justin, I don't think we'll ever go. Yeah. I don't. But if you get a Koepka or anybody else like that over there, the PGA is going to have a massive problem.
Well, I think
right now they're okay. They have enough talent. They can weather this storm. Few more defections like the upper echelon guys, they could be in trouble.
Well, that's what you said. It's going to take a few. Even if Brooks Koepka went, it's still, you know.
I think that'd be a death blow to the PGA. It
absolutely will. And I still think more golfers, maybe not at the Koepka level, are going to see what Schwartz will do this week and go, I could do that. Yeah. I normally finish 30th. I can win it.
Yeah. What were we going to say, Chris?
Go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
You disagree with my assessment?
I disagree with both of you guys on this. It's fine. Right. I mean, we'll find out who's right, but the guys going to play over there, mm-hmm. they're not playing the best golf of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just the level of golf, if you watch the LIV Golf and you watch the PGA Tour,
yeah,
it is vastly different.
Totally agree.
It is not the same. And I don't see how the LIV Golf Tour develops any talent.
Well, but Chris, it's what I said though. If you're finishing 30th and you can go way over there and be first.
So your point, this is a mid-level, you're not quite senior tour, but you're not the ace of the PGA. Young guys aren't going to come up and develop.
And we'll see what, I mean, like I'm intrigued this week at the U.S. Open. If Dustin Johnson and Phil Mickelson and mm-hmm. Charles Schwartzel and all the guys that are, you know, headlines on the LIV Golf Tour are out come Friday afternoon because, you know, they're not used to playing with cuts. I just think that it adds to looking at the product. And, look, it was a great tournament that the PGA put on this week. The Canadian Open mm-hmm. was a fantastic tournament, had great shots on Sunday. Big-time names in your final group.
Rory twice off the green. I mean,
when you get a final group of Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, and Rory McIlroy,
uh-huh.
The PGA Tour cannot draw up a better final group than
especially
that right
there, the Canadian
but
Open.
Like, you know, I heard Michael Collins last week talking about how the PGA Tour is going to be in trouble if Ricky Fowler leaves. Mm-hmm. Ricky Fowler's a name. Ricky Fowler's not an elite golfer anymore.
No.
So, I still just don't see it, and I don't think golf is a sport that brings in a casual viewer.
Yeah.
It just never has outside of the four major tournaments. It's got its core viewers, and it doesn't that umbrella does not get that much bigger outside of the 4 weeks.
True,
and maybe like the players, you know.
But I don't think right now the people investing in the LIV Tour care about that one bit. Oh, they're taking it one step at a time.
Say
some of these other young up and coming golfers, the ones, the great ones we've seen in college. What if a lot of those guys who are the next, you know, Koepkas and Woods? Not saying it was going to be tight. Yeah. You know what I mean? What if they say, you know what? I'm not wasting my time here. I'm going to go right to the LIV Tour. Look how much money I can make.
So I could tell you that I'm sure we'll have that, but at what point is LIV Golf going to be like, there's only 54 guys in tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't have more than that. There's so if you give a spot to young Joe Schmo coming out of
Oklahoma.
Georgia,
yeah. Oklahoma,
wherever. Yeah, Oklahoma. Okay, well, now that's one additional spot that's gone. And that person that now gets kicked off of LIV Tour, what happens when it's Taylor Gooch, when he's number 55?
And he can't come back to the PGA.
And he can't go back to the PGA Tour.
Now he goes European Tour.
Now, okay, well, I would imagine the DP World Tour, it's not the European Tour anymore, I'd imagine they'd come out and have a similar stance. No. You thought you could go get bigger, better. Go get bigger, better. It ain't going to be with us.
Well, that's the thing. Now,
you've only got 54, and they announced, you know, the perfect round is 54, you know, 18 under par. They're going to give out $54 million if you go and shoot a 54 in a round of golf.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that. Like, that's great. Yeah. Totally unrealistic. Mm-hmm. There's no way you're shooting a 54.
No.
So they can dangle all the money in front of you that they can.
Yeah.
There's going to be a numbers problem eventually, and if they don't get the quality of golfer over there, I just don't – again, they've got – when's their next tournament? The end of the month? We'll see how many people watch.
It's in Seattle or out west or something.
It's in Washington or Oregon, It's the Pacific Northwest. But again, I just – I don't know how many people watched Saturday for the final round. I know I was busy Saturday morning.
I kept thinking about it, but never made my way to a device to watch it.
So, like, that doesn't do anything for LIV Golf.
I was trying to get Everblades tickets. I was too busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I think when it comes to the States, it's particularly on the East Coast around here or even Central time, it'll get better viewership than early. I mean, well, not that the British Open does, or the Open doesn't, because I do get numbers. But what happened if this league did fold? What's Jay Monahan going to say? No, you can't come back in. You're going to tell these guys
for
you
now,
can't come back in
for now.
Well, I don't think it'd be for a while.
I think that's the stance that they have to take right now.
Yeah, look, Happy Gilmore is one of those guys, Chris. He says, "I only watch when Tiger plays mostly." That goes to your fringe argument. And then he's not going to watch LIV Golf.
LIV Golf will never be his cup of tea.
Yeah, and he's probably not going to watch that much PGA golf anymore either, because Tiger's...
Well, he'll play his three or four majors,
and that'll be it. Maybe if he's feeling good, Jack's tournament, that's it. We're not going to see Tiger play anymore.
Right, so now who's the next star on the PGA Tour that brings eyeballs in? Mm-hmm.
It used to be DJ. It's Koepka. Can't find that next guy. We tried to make it Phil.
He's probably in the college ranks. Like I said, he's probably in the college ranks. There are a lot of great golfers in college coming up.
But I want to spin off what Chris said. So let's say there's the next Tiger Woods at Stanford coming up. Mm-hmm. All right, he wins the U.S. Amateur or whatever. And he goes, okay, I'm going to go make money at LIV. And he wins. We're going to go, okay, great. But we don't really know how good you are. It's not like you came out here and won 10 PGA tournaments.
So again, the money's massive. Like, everybody's got their number, and good for you if you go out and get it. I don't know where the player development is. Their whole thing is 54 players, 54 holes, no cut, all this stuff. Eventually, the Charles Schwartzels and their guaranteed money that they have is going to push either somebody with more talent out. And the product's going to suffer.
Okay, but you talk about player development. Right now, do you think the LIV people care about that stuff? I don't. No, I think they care about his name. No. Right now.
But that's short-sighted.
I agree, but I'm not saying it's not in their big picture plan. I'm saying right now they're looking for names to make the jump. And then they can worry about that other stuff afterwards.
But if you're the LIV tournament and you're Greg Norman and you're DJ, and DJ admitted, by the way, he signed a four-year deal. The $125 million is over 4 years. It wasn't like a one-time. So you got to figure they're going to give this at least 4 years. Okay, then what? What do they determine is successful? How do they keep going? How are they going to grow? I don't know.
I think if you're DJ, you've kind of the countdown's on for your career.
He was asked, look, what are you going to? Because he's going to have 40 free weekends now. They said, what are you going to do? Whatever the hell I want. I got $200 million in the bank. Mm-hmm. I got a smoking hot wife. I got a small kid. I live on the ocean on the east side of Florida. I'm good.
And that's, like I said, I think a lot of youngins are going to be seriously tempted by this offer, at least initially, at least for a few years.
Now it's like, which one is it? Do you want to bring in the young talent? You're paying young talent guaranteed money to come out. There's no guarantee that young talent develops into elite talent.
No, you're right. No guarantees. No, that's the thing. It's a big risk. Look, the risk is huge. Everybody knows that. But for now, just for a guy like – I'm just wondering, Chris, that a lot of the guys – and again, it's not the top guys, and we know that. So I know Texas like – but you get a whole bunch of people that usually finish in the bottom third of the PGA that can all of a sudden be another Schwartzel. I think a bunch of those guys are going to flip eventually, maybe not next week or the week after, but I think they're going to keep seeing guys like the Schwartzels of the world get that kind of money. That's tough to pass up.
But the problem is the golfer, and that's the viewer here. It's not the casual fan, because Tiger's not going, and we've determined there's nobody else that brings the casual sports fan into a golf tournament. It's not Tiger, so it's nobody else. The golf fan knows what they're watching. The golf fan knows that's great golf versus you're fighting for par on a course that you should be shooting a 68 on. The golfing fan knows that, and they know that that's why I'm interested for this week at the U.S. Open, where you've got everybody. I want to see, DJ wasn't really in the tournament this weekend for the LIV Golf.
Well. Yeah.
Didn't do well. If he comes out and lays an egg at the U.S. Open, it's like, okay, great, it's DJ. And you recognize his swing because he's got the crazy bowed wrist and he hits the ball a mile and all that stuff, but he's not an elite golfer anymore.
Well, the other thing, too, that Liv, I think, can do is to get more fans involved is do something with either FanDuel or DraftKings or some site where you're involved with mm-hmm. every single shot, just like they do in baseball yeah. games now. I think that's a step in the right direction. You get more people. The more the gambling aspect you put in there, the bigger of a chance you're going to expand your audience. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be huge or anything like that, but I think that's something they should look at. Get the fans more involved in an interactive way.
Honestly, and not being a smart ass, I don't know if they have the capabilities. Like, they're only broadcasting on YouTube.
Oh, I know. Right? I know.
I don't know how long of a delay we're looking at right now. Yeah. Like, in order to have the live betting angle work.
Oh, yeah.
Your broadcast has to be on point.
No,
everything
absolutely.
Has to be on point, and the timing of it, everything has to align. And if you're broadcasting 4 minutes late because it's on YouTube, yeah, I don't know how that works.
Right.
Maybe they're right on time. Now, all of a sudden, the live gambling angle is gone.
By the way, yeah. Charles Barkley said this weekend he fears live betting in NBA games is bad, going to kill the game. He goes, if I'm in a game and I see my buddy in the stands, I miss these two free throws for in-game live betting, he says it's going to be a big problem coming up. And that's a guy that likes to gamble.
Yeah.
He's a fan of gambling.
I think it's
going on, though. I would
listen
to him. Yeah.
I think it may be so. But, yeah, to your point, Chris, I agree. I mean, I'm talking about once they get the kinks, I mean, obviously they have to get all that stuff in sync. Otherwise, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas would have a fit. Or any other place around the world.
Or they just won't do it.
Or they just won't do it. So, yeah, there's still some kinks to be worked out. But, who knows? This league could fold after. I don't know. But I think after the first week, it's okay.
Look, they got the deep pockets. That's not a problem. This isn't XFL or USFL. Yep. This could go on forever as long as the Saudis want to keep it going.
Yep. If this were a nationwide tour event or like a mini tour event,
yeah,
like, and there weren't the ginormous purse money tied to it,
yeah,
we wouldn't care.
Oh, I
it wouldn't even be mentioned.
No,
and that's the thing is, how long does just the oh my gosh, so and so that fringe golf fans know about won $10 million this weekend? Eventually, that's going to be like, okay, ho hum, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that's no longer news. Like this tour goes into football season.
Yeah,
are we gonna be talking about So we're having final rounds during the noon kickoffs for college football.
My gut feeling is this lasts a little while, and then it dissipates. And guys like DJ or whoever, I'm just using him as an example, probably do some sort of mea culpa. They got their money. Some kind of apology.
Yeah.
Maybe they're forced to sit out a little longer, and then the PGA welcomes them back in for the year 2028 or something. That's my gut feeling right now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Certainly.
We're late.
Yeah. Right. All right. Shout out to Stood Next to Coldplay Guy. Yes, I met you right before going into the game at Hertz the other night. Great seeing you.
And Chili Cheese Dog wants a shout out to Memaw Maureen, who listens to the show. You got it, buddy.
Memaw Maureen!
Memaw!
Mama Maureen.
Mama.
Mama.
All right.
That is Ma?
Oh, is that my Ma?
No, or my Mima.
Mima.
My Mima.
Is that his grandma?
My Mima Maureen.
Yeah. All right, Maureen. Thank you for listening. Appreciate
Mima.
It. We got Sound Street coming up next. Don't forget, we're in hurricane season. We got the Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page right up there on the website, ESPNSWFL.com. All month long, you could register to win a home generator so you're not left in the dark for the next storm. Register now at ESPNSWFL.com on the Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page, brought to you by Powerhouse Home Services and all your hurricane needs. Go to PowerhouseSWFL.com and 888-SEAN-KING. Car accident, medical malpractice, wrongful death, call 888-SEAN-KING. Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here we go. More on PGA versus LIV Golf. Here's PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan on CBS this weekend. And on the decision to immediately suspend all PGA golfers that went across the pond to play in the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League. Here was.
It's been an unfortunate week that was created by some unfortunate decisions. Those decisions being players choosing to violate our tournament regulations and me then sending out a communication or communicating to our members, something that I never want to communicate to our members. But it's my job to protect, defend, and celebrate our loyal PGA Tour members, our partners, and our fans. And that's exactly what I did. And I don't think it was a surprise to anybody, given how clear I had been about how we were going to handle the situation.
Hmm. All right. Here, I think fans care. Do you think fans really care that Monahan's upset? They don't care. As long as the product is there for the PGA, they don't care. The guys,
I think you're right.
Unless some of the top guys eventually flee, which that we're way away from that. Fans don't give a damn about this crap. They don't care. It's like, we don't care. So a few guys went and got some more money. Big deal.
And right now, the live is just, it's a curiosity right now.
That's it. Exactly, right now.
Here's more from Monahan. It says, live golf needs the pure competition that the PGA Tour provides. It's on CBS.
Those players have chosen to sign multi-year lucrative contracts to play in a series of exhibition matches against the same players over and over again. You look at that versus what we see here today, and that's why they need us so badly. You've got true, pure competition. The best players in the world here at the RBC Canadian Open, with millions of fans watching. And in this game, it's true and pure competition that creates the profile and the presence of the world's greatest players. And that's why they need us.
Okay, but like, did anybody say to him, okay, everything you said is true. However, a guy like Schwartzel just won blah, 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 right, more than ever. Do you understand why that is a factor? Did anybody ask him that and see the response? I haven't heard it.
Do you think the PGA goes back to its sponsors and says, hey, we got to increase our purses, or are they just business as usual?
Well, that was one of the things that Phil Mickelson has said and others in the past, that they've tried to get the lower tier guys a little bit more money, that the purse should be spread out a little more equally.
Yeah. Here's Jim Nantz with Jay Monahan on victims of 9/11 and their families upset at LIV golfers and what playing for LIV golf represents, since they are Saudi-based.
9/11 families united sent a letter to the representatives of Phil, Dustin, Bryson, Reed, and others, quote, expressing their outrage towards the golfers for participating in the new league and accusing them of sports washing and betraying the United States, end quote. That's gotten a lot of steam over the last 24 hours. That story first reported again in the New York Post. How much did you talk to your players about the possible ramifications if they sign on with the new league?
Well, I talked to players. I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Okay.
But, you know,
has that story been gaining steam or not? Jim Nantz said it was. No. I didn't see it. I mean, I'm aware of it.
I'm aware of it, too. I didn't see it anywhere. I understand it. But, I mean, can we do this with – we could start playing this game.
You do this with the Chinese in the NBA.
With a bunch of different –
We do it with the Chinese in the NBA.
We do it with Chinese in the NBA.
We do it?
We could do it.
We. How about we? Yeah, we. Yes.
Three of us.
How about Cutter? Having Cutter over there. I mean, there's a lot of – countries that host a lot of different events that have some sort of a horrible, I don't know. I think we just play this game all day. It doesn't take anything away from what
we got. More sound here. We'll get to it on the other side. Rory McIlroy taking a shot at Greg Norman on this. This is good. More Stanley Cup, NBA. I just saw.
It's great for the game of golf.
Well, yeah, it is. We're talking golf. I just saw a text. I forget who it was. Oh, it's Boot Camp. Yeah. I love this show. You're an hour in. You haven't even talked about the NBA Finals yet, unlike other shows. Thank you.
Here's my analysis. Celtics don't turn the ball over 15 times tonight. They'll win. There you go.
All right.
12 or less, they'll win, that. Like they've been doing all
season. Okay, well, there's some gray area there. 13 and 14.
Yeah. Golden State also had 16 turnovers last game, and they won.
And more pressure on Tua, and it comes from one of his teammates. All that and more. Oh, and what are we doing here for Father's Day?
Oh, we're just giving away a fishing charter.
A free fishing charter.
Yep.
Sweet.
Courtesy of Pure Florida. Just log on. Here's another thing to go to our website for. ESPNSWFL.com and register to win the Father's Day fishing charter. Get all the details. Register at ESPNSWFL.com. That's cool. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.